No. I think The Rock is done with CGI after Scorpion King. We're adding that to the list, by the way. Scorpion King.
Scorpion King?
Not Scorpion King. The Mummy Returns. We're adding that to the list. With the Flash and GT and Ricky Morty. Yeah, we mentioned it a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. And cue the band. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I am the Roscoe.
I'm your co-host, Chris.
Yeah, we up in here. It is Labor Day. Well, it won't be Labor Day by the time you hear this, but recording on Labor Day. So happy Labor Day.
Belated
Labor Day to you.
You know what? Today's episode, we're going to talk about a little bit of time and multiple realities. So happy Labor Day today in this reality.
Tomorrow.
You do the math.
Time isn't real. Wake up, listener. Wake up.
Time is a construct.
The timeline's broken. So, Chris.
Roscoe.
You did it. I didn't even.
It's tradition at this point.
What's your power for today?
My power for today is the power of the speed racer.
Speed racer. Oh.
I rode in a white Porsche today. And I felt like Speed Racer, even though I didn't drive. But I was drunk and in the back seat, and after they punched it, I felt like I was in the trunk. Like the girl and the monkey always are.
No.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, all right. Yeah. Porsches. Family members buying Porsches.
Zero to 100. They set up brakes. No, time is relative. 0 to 100 in about 5 to 8 seconds. Life changing. It feels like a roller coaster ride.
I gotta take a trip home then, I see.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Indeed. Please don't drive it. I fear for your life if you drive that car.
No.
I've seen what you do in a Honda Accord. I don't want to see.
Hey, that little thing can go. 97 Honda Accord. It's my second car.
Oh, man. Hey, Roscoe, what's your power for today?
I am Gandalf the Gray today.
Got a little gray coming in.
No. I mean, that too. But reason being, I was almost late to work the other day. So one thing, I've never been late to this job. Never been late. And so I got there right at 4 o'clock. Like, I punched in right at 4:00, and the GM to the store was like, "Oh, I thought you were gonna make it today." And I was like, "Yeah, wizard appears just as he's needed." But no, it was the closest I've ever been to being late to my job. So yeah, Gandalf.
Time is relative.
Time is relative. Oh no! Look, in the corporate world, it is, all right?
That's the theme of today's episode.
Time. So, listeners, we had to take a little break over the last couple of weeks, Rona scares and all that jazz, but we're back. So we have a lot to talk about tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening. Time is relative. So first thing being, what if?
What if indeed?
What if Dr. Pym went crazy?
Oh my gosh. I'm on the idea that, like, these what if episodes are layered. Like, it's a lot of stuff that's really going on.
Like ogres.
Like ogres. No, like onions.
Oh.
Like, it's layered, like onions.
Oh.
Like, but parfait has
parfait. Making waffles in the morning.
Yeah.
Did this just turn into a Shrek episode?
Yeah, we're going to stay up all night, record a podcast, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I hate you. I want to go home.
Back to the evil Hank Pym. When you look at that episode, it's not what if Hank Pym was evil. It's what if Janet Van Dyne joined
the Avengers.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Early on, mm-hmm. out of resentment for her father. Because like when you watch Ant-Man 2, she didn't like him. She was like at odds with him for a long time until Cross started getting close to the shrinking technology. She went back to her dad to stop Cross.
Yeah.
But this what if is like, what if while she was at odds with him, Fury recruited her into S.H.I.E.L.D. as one of the Avengers, and she goes on a mission and dies.
Yeah.
And then that's what drove Hank Pym crazy. He was upset about that, and he went on his whole revenge kick and showed you how powerful Ant-Man really
is. Yeah, like, the whole, like in Ant-Man, they're trying to get the Wasp, like, everybody suited up in the Wasp.
Yellow Jacket.
Yellow Jacket, thank you. In the Yellow Jacket tech. So, and seeing this, like, we saw what one of them could do.
Now,
he calls an Asgardian invasion.
Yeah, he wasn't very smart about his methods though, because killing Thor was a wrong move, definitely.
Look, man,
Loki spanked him. He spanked him like a bad child.
Yeah, he did. he almost got away with it until Loki got there. Like, that was nuts. I mean, I thought Loki was gonna be a bigger part of that episode from like the previews and whatnot, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that classic Marvel misdirection, you know what I mean?
Well, he was a big part. It's like if the episode had continued, then the rest of the episode was basically Loki versus Captain America and Captain Marvel
at that point, yeah.
Which, oh my, whew. I want to see that.
Now, which Captain America would have been in this universe, though?
Yeah. Would it be? I guess it couldn't be Peggy Carter. It would have had to be the classic Cap.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was frozen in the ice still.
Yeah, so, or Bucky, who knows?
Because
we know this isn't all the same universe. This is
different
time branches, because Loki and Sylvie and Wanda and Doctor Strange and Spider-Man and Kang and who else is messing up the timeline out there?
Everybody. and
Wolverine
Days of Future Past.
see right. Apocalypse is out there watching all this. So Doctor Strange is watching the multiverse. Kang is watching Doctor Strange. Apocalypse is watching Doctor Strange. Mephisto is watching Apocalypse. The Eternals are watching.
Watching everybody.
The scale gets bigger and bigger and bigger if you really think about it. But still. But anyway, we've digressed. Okay. Who was the most what death in that episode was the most brutal to you?
I gotta say it, the Hulk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because when you add it all up, because he was still this is pre Thanos Hulk, so he still thought nobody could kill him, nobody could beat him, so he went out there, you know, arrogant, and got surprised as hell and did not know what was happening, and then boom. I guess like he just exploded into a green mush, whatever happened.
Yeah, it was the Nickelodeon Slime Awards.
Oh man, no. Oh no. I gotta tell you, when I was watching that episode, I was trying to figure out who it was. And until they revealed it, I thought it was Loki. I really thought it was Loki the whole time.
Yeah.
Like I was like, that's the only person it could be. Only Loki could pull all this shit off.
Right.
And I was like, Hank Pym? Damn.
I feel like everyone was generally surprised by that reveal. I was trying to think, like, I also thought Loki, but I was like, who could do this in a span of days? And then I started thinking, Jarvis? Ultron, maybe?
Yeah,
I was thinking something like
it
that.
It definitely had to be somebody smart,
right? Right, like, right.
It wasn't like it was just
somebody who knew the Avengers, someone that like knew all about S.H.I.E.L.D. and knew about all of them. I was like, Jarvis.
And considering that is what if For a second.
You thought
I
it was actually
Black Widow.
Oh, Black Widow. Yeah, yeah.
For a second. But then, like, after, like, she went underground and she was researching, I was like, okay, no.
Damn.
But let me stop and say, oh, my God, Black Widow's a beast. Good gracious.
Just, like, how do you, fighting a pretty much invisible enemy, pretty much, like, that. And then that poor library, all those books, all those bookshelves.
My thing is just like, so like you got to remember like when Ant-Man was in tiny form, he was small enough to climb off of Iron Man's beard, go down into its arc reactor with nobody hearing him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like nobody feeling that. Then you think about Hank Pym trying to sneak up on her while she's on a computer. She noticed him a few times before she acknowledged it.
Yeah, she did.
Because she had to get, you know, she was doing her research or whatever. So, like, you know, as spy shit goes, the information is more important. So she was like, let me figure this shit out real quick. But, like, and then that scene, how she escaped S.H.I.E.L.D.
Harrowing.
She whooped the brakes off of crossbows. Like,
yeah, she did.
She got a little bit of redemption because you remember in, was it Civil War? Yeah, that was the beginning of the Civil War. And he knocked her into the thing and
dropped the grenade
in there.
Yeah.
It's like she wanted revenge for that shit.
Yeah. But in this timeline, that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
He was still a normal Hydra agent.
He got his ass whooped like one, too.
But so the death that got me was Hawkeye's. Because that's when stuff started, honestly, for me, that's when the episode started getting scary. I was like, and Nick Fury was like, he was alone. No one came in or out. I was like, what the? And then like when they were like showing how he did everything and how he's just straight up went in his ear, I was like, no. Like,
you know,
that,
he has those stingers, so he probably went and just made his brain to mush.
Yeah. God. Oh my God. That one was the most brutal one to me.
I mean, see, that's my thing though. Like, the way that he went about it, like he might have beat Iron Man 1-on-1. I give him that. I don't think he would have, surprisingly, I don't think he would have beat Hawkeye if Hawkeye saw him coming. Like 1-on-1 and it was like a fair fight.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have beat Hawkeye. I'm surprised he beat Black Widow. But then again, if you pay attention, she was more concerned with getting a message to Fury than actually fighting back. And then or the Hulk, like, he won't beat the Hulk 1-on-1. He did that the right way. Nobody knew what was happening. No warning signs, nothing.
I mean, he did it. He timed it well. All those guns pointing at him. Perfect timing, really.
Yeah. And then my thing with Thor.
That was
genius. Because, like, that was always my question, too, when I watched the first Thor movie. I was like, so is he, like, a normal human now?
Yeah.
That Odin kind of stripped his powers?
He stripped all his powers. He was superhuman at the beginning of the Thor. Well, not at the beginning, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When he got to Earth.
But, like, and then Hawkeye. Only Hawkeye. One shot, one kill.
Yeah. All of that was planned. Like, Pym sat down for months thinking. And you could tell the only one he had trouble with was Black Widow. Like, as far as, like, getting her alone and isolated. I mean, he tried, but then she escaped.
Yeah, he probably would have killed her after she was captured, which is probably plan, probably.
Right, with Hawkeye at the same time. Well, not the same time, but you know what I mean.
But the thing is, I think even then, it would have been a fight. Like, they would have seen her in the cell fighting nothing or some shit.
What is she doing? Open it up. And then they all would have died.
And then,
the Star-Lord. Sorry.
Like, he kind of killed Thor because he was like, oh, come on. You would have recruited him in a second. Like, he knew it was coming. But, like, I don't think he really had a plan for Thor. So, to force Hawkeye to kill him was like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think he just wanted Hawkeye in jail. He didn't care about the consequences with Thor, a.k.a. Loki and Asgard coming to Earth and being the consequence of that. But, oh, man.
And by the way, Fury's pretty dope, too.
Yeah.
Because Loki unleashed the casket of...
The frost,
the casket of something winters or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. The,
but like when
thing.
He released that, like, I'm sorry, but like, what kind of SHIELD training do the rest of the agents have? Because Fury got the fuck down, and the rest of them kind of sat there and ate that shit. Like, Come on.
And then being cool, calm, and collected enough to talk to the dude that just like froze your entire
kill your whole little
squad.
Pretty much.
That was a great episode.
My thing is though, like thinking back on some of the movie episodes, I wonder, was Maria Hill perched somewhere like, you got me? Like, she wasn't there, but you know, she's kind of always been there, but not there. Like,
yeah.
You gotta pay attention to catch
the hologram in Spider-Man. Yeah, yeah. That invisible droid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man. Yo, that she was another suspect of mine.
Episode. Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Like, cause close to S.H.I.E.L.D., knew Fury's plans, all that jazz. Like, I thought it was her too. Crazy. Cause when you think about everybody that knows about S.H.I.E.L.D., about Fury, there are a lot of people that like somewhat know. And they're always powerful. It's not like, you know, a Batman thug. Like, yeah, I knew about Nick Fury.
Yeah, none of the low levels even had an idea. Anybody that knew definitely had the power level to pull off what was happening.
So. Exactly. Yeah. Oof, power level. Goku. All right. So,
and moving on to the next.
Yeah.
What if episode.
Yeah.
Which for me was more dramatic and less action, but. It unloaded on details.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it Claudio Loso? What's the guy, the other wizard, the ancient wizard's name that he went to go see?
Yeah. Can't remember.
So,
but
I had to do my research on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember he was like, oh, you know, those cryptic kind. And he was like, please tell me you're not him. And he's like, oh, my name is such and such. The name he gave was just another name. So he was him.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm just a keeper of the library. No, he wrote all those books. That was him.
Oof.
And that's why he kind of was trying to ward Doctor Strange off, but he didn't fight him because he knew where that would end. You know?
Yeah.
He was trying to kind of just warn him off of it. And then he was like, maybe the other you will. Like, he was aware of everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
But that Dang. Episode, man.
It was great. So the ancient one, Clutch, with the whole splitting him in two thing.
Yeah.
Because she knew, like, the only Doctor Strange who could stop the evil Doctor Strange is this Doctor Strange. And this was the Doctor Strange. At this point, this was the Doctor Strange that had already defeated Dormammu. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, after Dormammu, before Thanos.
No, after Dormammu, before Thor, Ragnarok.
Oh.
It was in that gap.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Because if you pay attention, that sitting there with the drink... And Wong telling him to go have tea or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty much like it lines up with when Thor arrived. Like, that's when he would have noticed Loki, like, right around that time. And then brought them to the sanctum to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because pretty much he was like, you could tell, like, there was nobody to defeat. Like, he was bored as shit. Like, yeah. Like, oh, Loki's here. Let me go mess with Thor.
Yeah. But, that the evil Doctor Strange, like, training, absorbing all those souls for thousands of years. And the fact that base Doctor Strange was still giving him that work a little bit.
Yeah. My thing is, for one, base Doctor Strange had one thing on his side, that protection spell.
Mm-hmm. It would have been over.
So that's like, it's like when you go in for the boss battle, but you re up on all your energy levels first.
Right, right.
That's what
right.
he did. Like,
all right, let me check my shield. Let me
get
all these health potions. Let me get this armor. Let me hit save real quick. Oh, man.
Which I'm sorry, that might have been my play. If I was the good Doctor Strange, that might have been
still
my play.
Still had the Eye Agamotto.
The time stone, yes. Oh, shit, he's with it. That's the beginning of the fight.
Nah, evil Doctor Strange would have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Like, no, were there two time stones at that point?
There had to have been.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, there would have had to have been, yeah.
Because she didn't split Doctor Strange. She split his timeline to make one Doctor Strange who went and got the tea and the other Doctor Strange who went back in time to try to save... Christine Palmer?
Yeah.
I know it's Palmer. What's her
Palmer.
Name?
I think it's, I feel it.
Dead girl Palmer. And let's just touch on like Crossbow said, tell Bucky, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
And she really had to go. Like, God, the universe had it out for her. Kara did. Like, the guy robbed a cafe.
Like, he canceled the date, and then he found out on the news she was dead.
Yeah. Then what about, then, like, they were just dancing. And just, my heart. Like, it was just like, there's no hope for you.
There's no hope.
I've done everything.
I mean, the ancient one said it. Like, yo, she needs to die. If she didn't die, you screw up the timeline.
See, but, like, so what they didn't go deeper and address was her dying in that reality was the reason why Strange became the Sorcerer Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So if she doesn't die, he doesn't become the Sorcerer Supreme. He never gets the time stone. He can't go back in time to save her life. That's, I think, why the reality collapsed, because he created a paradox in that
so
reality.
Many times.
Yeah. So many times.
Imagine, I'm mentioning him because it's important. Imagine if the Flash kept trying to save his mom over and over and over and over and over again. I know there were like 3 instances of it, but
that's got to be a meme somewhere.
But
you have like the CW Flash.
Yeah,
he's like, wait, I'm going to save my mom. No, don't save her. It's going to cross his. Wait, I'm going to save my mom. Wait, no, don't save her. There's a lot of Flashes.
We're just in line waiting. Like, but like that's why Barry Allen had to. He realized he had to stop and let his mom die at some point.
Yeah.
Because that universe where he saved his mom got so much worse. And then...
And then even when he fixed it, it wasn't...
It wasn't perfect. Right. Yeah. So it was nuts. So, but Doctor Strange did this to the umpteenth power and collapsed the universe on himself.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Also, how did he think Christine was going to react? Absorbing all those demons?
Exactly.
He looked like freaking Kevin 11 from Ben 10.
Oh, man. Kevin 11, that's been a long time.
But am I wrong?
Pretty much.
I was like, what? Where have I seen this before? And then I started looking up Ben 10. Oh, Kevin 11 after he absorbed all those monsters. Yes. Mm-hmm. Except, I mean, Doctor Strange had more control over it. Kevin had no control over it. And Ben 10 Ultimate, Kevin 11 was like an Avengers level threat.
See, my thing though too, all right, so we talked about a Peggy Carter episode, and we figured out that that was one of the many angled ones that she was fighting. We think it's Shuma Gorath.
I know Gorath.
Shuma Gorath. Mm-hmm. And then it's apparent that that's the same monster that Doctor Strange absorbed a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And he still struggled with absorbing a part of it.
Yeah.
So I want to see
what the heck
Gorath
is Peggy
come
Bart?
Out in the real, like, you know what I mean? I want to see him full form all the way out fighting, and like that's something that would be like the Dark Avengers have to fight or something like that, or Mystic Avengers.
The Dark Avengers is being written right. Well, the book one of the Dark Avengers is happening right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the Dark Ages or something like that.
Yeah, something like where they have the mystical Avengers, like Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange. All.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be something that they would battle and would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Peggy Carter. Hats
Beast
off.
Mode.
Hats off to you. You went to his house and whooped his ass and came back like, and she wasn't even scratched, was she?
No, hardly.
It's covered in slime.
So speaking of Disney Plus, more Disney Plus stuff. Armor Wars. We posters have been released. Don Cheadle basically showing is the star of what happens when Iron Man's tech gets into the wrong hands. Yet again, it's not the Ten Rings this time. We'll get back to that in a second. But it's just a teaser poster. But I'm most excited to see what I've been saying. The Punisher in the Iron Man suit.
Oh, man.
You said you wouldn't let it happen. The poster had it up there along with Pepper and Justin Hammer and Happy. Also, it's been not a good while, but it's been a minute since we've seen Don Cheadle in a TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's,
and I think it's going to be cool to see War Machine and the Punisher, because at the end of the day, they're both army guys. They should team up, right?
Well, yeah.
That'd be cool to see. What's the relevance time-wise? Like, I read somewhere that Armor Wars takes place after Endgame and is going over what happens with Iron Man's tech after what happened in Endgame. if it's coming out and it's going to be following Endgame,
right,
and they're just starting to film it now,
mm-hmm.
like, is that still going to be relevant by then? You got the Eternals, Shang-Chi just came out,
mm-hmm.
and then all that happened, WandaVision, Loki, like, really, is armor relevant after Loki? Like,
Mystic armor. Put one of the 10 rings in one of the suits. There you go.
Oh man, that could be pretty cool. One more thing about armor.
One more thing.
But yeah, like, looking at Armor Wars, you think we'll see Obadiah Stane, which was Warmonger
Obadiah.
From Iron Man 1.
Oh.
In the comics, he had a kid. And then I know on the cartoon, what was it, Web Warriors, the Spider-Man Web Warriors, his kid later became the Iron Spider and kind of had the Iron Spider suit. And then, they had Flash and Spider-Man and a young Luke Cage and White Tiger.
I remember that show. Not
White Panther, but yeah.
I remember that show.
Yeah. So, like, you think we'll see him? That's a great way to introduce him, I think.
Perhaps.
Because, you know, his dad would have been, you know, part of the whole armor thing. So that puts him in the loop.
Yeah.
And maybe he's trying to choose his own path. So he didn't have to necessarily be a villain.
What's Crimson Dynamo, his real name or something?
Crimson Dynamo.
He was a... He ends up being, I mean, essentially, like, the same sort of deal, just, like, from a different country. Kind of like the Red Guardian. He's the Red Guardian to Tony Stark.
He's the Red Guardian Iron Man?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cold War Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's a good what if series episode, huh?
Maybe.
No? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. No. Come on, Disney, you can do it.
You said a Crimson Dynamo, though?
Crimson Dynamo.
When you say it like that, it sounds Dynamo, like a character from the Thundercats or some shit.
The power of Grayskull. Wait, no. That's He-Man. Oh, I finally finished the He-Man series, by the way.
Oh, man.
It was great. I was like, it took some unexpected twists and turns, but I don't want to spoil anything. Unlike the next thing we're going to talk about, but
but yeah, so Obadiah Stane's son was Zeke Stane, so that people call him Zeke, but his name's Ezekiel Stane, and basically in the comic books, he kind of had a vendetta against Tony Stark for kind of just, you know, well, we saw what happened.
As per usual, we saw
what he did to his father.
Oh yeah, nuked him.
Yeah,
and threw him down it.
That was, oh my God. It looked painful.
So all that electricity surging through you? Like, God.
what do you think?
Surprised he didn't turn into
death,
the Flash.
Dead or the snap?
I would have taken the snap versus that. Being thrown into a nuke? Thermal reactor?
You got to imagine, like, being thrown into that, you know, you kind of just, it can't be like a long death. The snap, it's enough time for you to realize, like, you saw Thanos. He realized that he lost. He watched his troops die first, and then he sat down, thought about that shit.
Turns your leg to jelly.
Like, damn, I should have killed Iron Man on Titan. is that like Thanos' last thought? Oh, that wasn't the right Thanos. I should have killed that motherfucker on the damn moon.
On the moon. Made me think of... Oh, black dynamite.
Oh, man.
I'm declaring war on anybody that sells drugs to the community.
Black dynamite. I sell drugs to the community. Oh, my goodness. That was
a good movie.
And then, did you see the cartoon series?
Sorry. Yeah, on Adult Swim.
And that's it. It's like, where's Michael Froh? I'm trying to play that Mama Say Mama Sabu Bakusa.
Where?
Mama Say Mama Sabu Bakusa.
Michael Jackson as an alien. I was like, you know what? This low-key makes sense.
I think it was like when he did the day of the, oh, Travis Crouch, he was calling his whole planet.
Yep.
They have no
Black Dynamite on Adult Swim was just, you know what? They just threw some spaghetti at a wall and was like, you know what? This works. Let's do it.
Oh, man. And what were we talking about? Armor Wars.
Armor Wars. Let me get the. You know what? I mean, do you have anything else for Armor Wars? Do you have a date for Armor Wars yet? Or no?
I didn't see a release date yet. Okay. Just a poster, so I guess.
I think we're going to get She-Hulk before we get Armor Wars. I think we're going to get Ms. Marvel, the stretchy Marvel, before we get Armor Wars. That's as far as I know. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
maybe even Loki season two.
Loki season two. After Loki season one, everything just seems so not relevant.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Like Armor Wars, really? After like
the Eternals,
there's multiple Shang-Chi. Timelines now, and like alien technology in rings or whatever the rings are supposed to be in the MCU. Like,
yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. Don Cheadle, like, yeah, these aliens flying around, but I got my suit.
Boom, looking for this.
The Punisher ain't gonna give a damn, though. He's just gonna be blasting aliens in the face.
Like, yeah, now, the Battle of New York, like, I wanted to see Punisher there. Like, that would have been, like, he'd be all right. He'd hold his own.
They weren't in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Man, they knew better.
Don't go over to Hell's
Kitchen.
They
flew by, like, ooh.
They got blonde men that could kill you.
One of the Chitauri was like, what's that shadowy place over there? Like, that's Hell's Kitchen. You must never go there.
You must never go there. Lawyer by day, crime fighter by night, Daredevil.
yeah. So, do you think there's Daredevil in the Spider-Man trailer?
I mean, he had the hairy arm, rolled up sleeve.
The evidence is mounting.
The evidence, like, Peter clearly needs a lawyer at this point because he was accused of murder. And they got to find a way to bring the Punisher into the MCU.
Yeah.
And so I think this could be the bridge.
What's his? No, that's Jessica Jones. What's his, not alias investigations, what's his?
Matt Murdock.
Oh, it's just Matt Murdock. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So you know he loves Peter Parker, Bruce Banner, all that jazz. It's always the same letter, except Tony Stark.
PPBBMM.
Yeah.
But like that would definitely be a good segue, you know. Daredevil is the lawyer for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've already shown that he has a connection to the Punisher. So then when you see the Punisher show up, you're not surprised. I can see that. A good segue. But then, you know, also the She-Hulk is a lawyer, and she's due.
The She-Hulk is also a lawyer. Yeah. And we saw, we'll get into the Shang-Chi end credit scene in a little bit. But we saw normal Bruce Banner.
Yeah, he's back from Smart Hulk somehow.
Right, somehow.
Which I was happy to see. Because if you're a diehard fan like I am of the comics, you know that Smart Hulk only leads to Maestro, which was a Hulk that pretty much took over. Like, he killed all the Avengers.
Oh, the gangster Hulk?
Pretty much. Like, and he like wears, like, he broke Cap's shield and wears half of it. He has, what did he have for the Iron Man? He had a part of Iron Man. Like, he wears all the Avengers, like, iconic weapons. As trophies, he wears them.
Oh, God.
And like, yeah, he's a monster. Because he's like, he's smart with all the power of the Hulk. And so he's like the ultimate foe. And then he eventually turns evil. And it all goes downhill from there.
Well, dang.
He has a ponytail, so you know he's evil.
Ponytail is always evil. Alert.
Alert. Alert.
Alert.
Alert.
Alert. If you do not wish to hear Shang-Chi spoilers, just skip ahead like 10 minutes or so.
10 warned. Minutes, is it?
Hmm?
I can see a rant. I see a rant coming.
We'll see.
Tyrant be like,
David, why aren't you recording this?
Oh, my God.
Conductor man.
So okay.
Sorry, y'all. Something stupid just happened, which resulted in an early quick draw. Chris, who is more scared of trains, Mark from Invincible or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Oh my god.
Like, we just took a small break. I don't know where we left off of.
We can just say a spoiler alert. It's not relevant.
This is not relevant, but he just hit record and we were
Oh my god. So, somebody has to write a horror sketch of that, like you just in the middle of the woods.
The conductor man. Just walking through the woods, you find a piece of coal on the ground, you pick it up, it
Billy,
burns.
Billy, is that you? Billy?
Conductor man, he runs trains on people. Whatever that means for you.
That's a double meaning.
Whatever it means for you, he does it.
I can just see it now. And then, like, you're in the mist, like, it's like pitch black, and you just see those big ass Thomas the Train eyes.
No! Hey, kids!
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'm chasing you there. I think I can. I think.
Oh, no! Either version of that sucks.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Okay, we just finished running from a tree.
All right.
Shut up. Oh, so, man. What was it? Was it Futurama when they had that? No, because I have kids. A PJ Mask. Where he had
PJ
a train
mask
that would put the tracks down in front of him as he went. Remember that? And then pick him up in the back and put him back in the front.
Yeah,
so he could go anywhere.
He could go anywhere. That's terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody write a movie.
Co-starring John Henry with a sledgehammer. Will he defeat will he defeat the train menace?
Oh, my gosh. Like, if that movie comes out, it's going to my collection, right? Leprechaun and Pinocchio's Revenge. Like,
Pinocchio's Revenge?
Have you not seen that?
Okay. We'll pause on that.
Save that for next episode.
Save that for next episode. Speaking of which, this is a double feature. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Stay tuned. Back to the spoiler alert.
Back to the spoiler alert. All right. You good?
Yeah.
Choo-choo. Okay, you're not good. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, by the time you will hear this, you would have had enough time to watch Shang-Chi.
If you're a true fan.
If not,
we gave you spoiler alert, like how long ago?
Like, yeah. take, skip ahead 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
30 minutes.
We don't know.
We really don't.
Never know. We never know. We try to keep it short, but we never do. Our producer hates us for it. Anyway.
For now.
We just heard a stomp come from downstairs. I think it was him. We gotta stop.
Shang-Chi.
First thing I want to talk about.
There was a train in Shang-Chi. I was trying to avoid it.
I tried not to think of it. Okay, okay.
Okay.
No, it was a bus. It was a bus. It wasn't a train. It was a bus. With Razor Fist. Taser face.
Razor fist.
Yeah, these villains are these non-Avenger level threat villains are getting kind of My Hero Academy.
Kind of how they differentiate. If a villain shows up and he has a name that makes you laugh, he's not Avenger level threat.
Right. Oh, he's the Vulture. All right. Oh God. So, all right. First thing of note of this movie, Katie. What's the voice of the blue dragon from Raya and the Last Dragon? Because the entire time I was watching, I was like, where have I heard this voice recently?
Yeah.
And she was that dragon. I was like, oh my God, I love that. And I was like, why does she sound like the voice of number 5 from Kids Next Door? She's not, but I thought she was for a split second. But the real voice of number 5 also voices Huey and Riley from the Boondocks, by the way.
But Regina King, right?
Yep, yeah, Regina King. But anyway, not gonna go too heavy into the spoilers. Amazing fight scenes. Some souls get taken because ancient
your
curses.
Soul is mine.
Yeah, yeah. It was some Shang Tsung stuff. Shang Tsung?
Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi.
Mm.
Quan Chi.
And the guy playing.
So what did they do? Like,
and the guy
Shang
playing.
Shang Tsung and Quan Chi did a fusion, huh? And
the guy playing Shang-Chi's dad was the guy that played Scorpion. In Mortal Kombat.
Oh, man.
Wait, maybe not. Hold on.
Buddy?
I think so. But anyway, thank you. So, one thing to note, the Abomination and Wong fight was rigged. When you're watching this fight scene, like, you see Wong whispering, like, come on, take it easy, come on, I gotta... You gotta take the fall or we don't get paid, blah, 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 blah. And then they end up walking together through a portal.
Okay.
To an unknown location, but Wong knew the location. So I think Abomination is in the sanctum.
Abomination.
Spelled is in the sanctum.
O.
With Wong and Doctor Strange, aka Mephisto. Just kidding. but anyway, so what I really want to touch on is the end credit scene, the first end credit scene. They're having dinner with this couple that you meet earlier in the movie, and then Wong opens the gate. It's like, come with me. So they go and they're having a conversation about the rings.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Banner, not Hulk. Bruce Banner is there, and Captain Marvel and Wong. They're talking to Shang and Katie.
And Bruce Banner and Captain Marvel are holograms.
Holograms.
Yeah. They're not physically there.
But Wong goes into, like, hey, when you started using the rings, like, they changed from blue to gold, and we all felt it in the sanctums, you know. How long ago did your father get the rings? And he's like, 1,000 years. And he's like, and Bruce Banner is like, yeah, no, they're much older than that.
Yeah.
Much older than
eternally
that.
Eternally older.
Eternally older.
He didn't say that.
Some would say. So, how many rings are there, Chris?
10 rings.
How many Eternals are there, Chris?
10 Eternals.
So, the beacon inside, like, they zoom in. They Wong and the Sanctum have the, you know, Iron Man technology of holograms where they can just zoom in on stuff.
Ironically, it's like everybody has it.
Yeah,
high
at this point.
If you remember Thor 2, which we try to forget, but if you remember
when they were investigating,
they were studying her, they kind of used the same kind of technology where they could kind of bring a form of her body up in that gold lace and they could examine her that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, apparently it's
everybody has it.
If you have enough technology, you have it. Because then they have Black Panther too, right?
Yeah, the sand.
When they were, because your boy got shot. What's the name?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were using it to analyze him.
Yeah, Watson from Sherlock. He played Watson.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins.
But anyway, yeah, everybody has hologram technology. So he zoomed in on it, and they saw that it was releasing a beacon. Like, all the rings were releasing some type of beacon.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had the gold color. So we know Mirage magic, Loki magic, Asgard magic, green. Evil witch magic, purple. The Sanctum, Doctor Strange, Wong,
mostly
orange.
Gold. Yeah, orange.
Now we're getting gold. And the only place we've seen gold so far...
It's
the Eternals. So, we are gonna, I mean, are we gonna see Shang-Chi fight the Eternals? I'm kidding. but Shang-Chi is definitely linking to the Eternals, or at least signaling a celestial to signal the Eternals. Something is happening.
Yeah.
That triggers the next event.
And I think is very significant that they have 10 Eternals and 10 rings. And then, like, in the comics, the rings actually were the embodiment of 10 mystical beings. Like, it's an alien mystical thing. But they were, like, identities associated with each ring. So when you talk about the movie Magic and how they put all together, thinking the Eternals might be those 10 in the MCU, which would be really cool.
Agreed. Also, every single fight scene in that movie is amazing. Well choreographed.
Is that a word?
No.
All right, well, let's go with Thor's logic. All words are made up.
There we go. That knife trick you like happened a lot.
Oh,
drop the knife, catch it, try to stab again.
Classic.
Oh, guess who comes back and not dead?
Who we got?
Trevor, the actor.
Oh,
he didn't kill him. He didn't kill him in Return of the King. Not Return of the King. That's Lord of the Rings. Hail the Kings.
All hail the King.
All hail the King. Yep. He didn't kill him. He's there. At their hideout.
See, now, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, if I were the Mandarin, I would take him and then just coach him into a new role. And be like, okay, you fucked up. But say this, say that, say this, say that. And then, like, you know, use him. He's already seen as the Mandarin at this point.
He's using him as a court jester.
Oh.
He is an actor.
Yeah.
He needs some entertainment.
I would use him as a public image. I would have kept him up.
Just kept doing the same thing?
Pretty much.
He's sober.
And then to be like you, because you know how he would say, you'll never see me come out. I'd be like, you can't destroy me. I have him like just going at it. Like, you know, like Iron Man never did anything.
Yeah. They reference Iron Man 3 a lot.
Gotta.
Iron Man was a reference of more than a few times in that movie. Pym was mentioned as well. So a few of our theories have correlated to the 10 rings. So, but yeah, just some light spoilers. Like, go experience it yourself, listeners. But it was a fun ride from top to bottom. It was a fun ride. Hey, Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick roll. Doom. Wait, was there another topic?
No, there's more to be said about Shang-Chi.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, we were supposed to go on our whole rant of how Shang-Chi was everything that Iron Fist should have been. It was like,
yeah,
because Iron Fist was like Game of Thrones without the dragon or the big battles. Or the interconnected stories.
Or
anything that made Game of Thrones good.
Or the interesting characters. Or actual fight scenes. Or characters that we actually care about. Or a writing team that actually did their jobs. Iron Fist sucked. Carrying on.
Thank you, Shang-Chi.
Right. Damn, I wish Iron Fist was like this. Because, like, the Punisher, Daredevil, kinda Luke Cage, kinda Jessica Jones. They all did it right.
I think Luke Cage did awesome. Because, like, Luke Cage spoke to what the comic book spoke to, which was, like, his style. He had a whole style about him. And with him being invincible, like, it was mostly about how he went about things. Like, he has a strong moral compass, all that kind of stuff. But, like, and Jessica Jones was just, that was crazy. That was
Killgrave. The Purple Man.
Killgrave was a monster. I loved watching Doctor Who go crazy.
David Tennant.
So, like, yeah. But, yeah. And then, like, Iron Fist is, man. Because it was, like, Punisher. And Daredevil was like, oh, these Netflix series are off the chain.
Iron Fist.
And then Luke Cage was like, okay, all right, you know. We'll give you something because, you know, you've been working for a long time. There's a lot
Jessica
of series.
Jessica Jones season
Everybody
2.
Everybody can't be perfect.
Jessica Jones season 2. I'm like,
all right, okay, I see you. I can do it. And then Iron Fist, like, okay. No more. Leave me alone.
There's a screeching halt for Iron Fist. Like, Daredevil, God, if they had... I feel like if the same person that was writing Daredevil had kept writing the others, everything would have been fine.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Leave the Punisher alone.
Daredevil and the Punisher held it down. They're the reason why I watched the rest of the series.
Right. Even though the Punisher wasn't even in the Defenders, actually, was it after the Defenders that Punisher came? Or was it Punisher season 2?
I think it was Punisher season 1 came after Daredevil
2.
Yeah, season 2. And then after all of them had at least one season in the pocket, they did Defenders, and then Punisher came back for season 2 after that.
Right.
They had the technology. I mean, Netflix has...
They have the technology. They could have built him. They just didn't want to spend a lot of money.
Netflix just didn't want to... I mean, at that point, Disney Plus was, like, in the works, though. So they were like...
and they were all trying to pull out of Netflix.
Yeah.
We don't blame you, Danny Rand. But I just have a feeling that Danny Rand is somewhere right now in the theaters watching Shang-Chi, like... feeling so sour.
And then he gets to see Jon Snow and the other Snow be in another Marvel movie. He was in Game of Thrones. He was like, who was he? He was in House Baratheon in Game of Thrones, but he died pretty in like season 2 or 3.
Gotta have to go back and watch.
Yeah. But he is a Baratheon. But now he gets to see the Starks take over. Continuing Marvel. But hey, who knows? I mean, crappy Marvel. One crappy Marvel film or TV series. You either get to play Captain America or Killmonger.
You know, like, sometimes you get lucky. You know, sometimes you're the Torch and then you become Captain America.
Oh my God, they both were
and
the
sometimes
Human Torch.
You're the Torch and you become Killmonger.
Sometimes you're the Green Lantern and you become a Deadpool. It's
oh
all
my
relative.
God.
It's all relative.
It's redemption. Give him redemption.
Time is relative. Deadpool went back in time and stopped Ryan Reynolds
from agreeing to the Green
He's
Lantern.
The dude
group.
Playing the dude, killing the other dude. that's one layered joke there.
Deeply layered.
Okay. Like ogres.
And onions. What about cake? Cakes have layers.
Like a parfait?
Parfait is the best damn thing in the whole damn world.
Gotta stop talking about
Shrek. Gotta stop. Okay. Hey, in Marvel tradition, let's say Shrek will return.
Fighting Ultimate Shaggy.
Oh man!
Do you not know about? Oh
yeah, Ultimate Shaggy Goku.
So Ultimate Shaggy is canon now in the Mortal Kombat universe. The cartoon WB series of Mortal Kombat. One of their intros, they had Scorpion doing his thing that he normally does at the opening of the show. Ultimate Shaggy. Opened the WB sign, grabbed Scorpion, and took him down, and then closed the sign. Ultimate Shaggy is canon.
Oh man,
it's been a joke ever since Ultra Instinct Goku came out like 3-4 years ago. But like now it's a thing. Oh, it makes me so happy. Anyway, quick draw. Bing. It's the quietest quick draw we've ever done. ASMR by the Roscoe and Chris. So, Chris, who would win in the fight between Frieza and Cell?
Frieza versus Cell?
Yeah.
I think we're going to
go. Okay. All right. End of bit.
Frieza versus Cell. Wow.
I mean, yeah. Why not?
I can see that fight Well, all right, let's put it this way. The way it should go is Frieza should win, hands down. He should. However, when you calculate Frieza's personality into the fight and the way he likes to drag fights on, that's going to be his undoing. Like, because Cell has to blow up one sand planet. Blood in him. And so, like, he's going to keep powering up. Every time you hurt him, he's going to get stronger. And then he learns so fast, and he has all the fighter's techniques. So
Dr. Gero built a killing machine.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, with that in mind, Frieza, just because of his personality, really wouldn't stand a chance.
Right.
It's hands down, Cell. Now, if you find a version of Frieza that's ready to just off him, no questions asked, was it Hitachi?
Yeah.
Like, just over. Like, if he does that, then he got him. But otherwise, yeah.
Now, Gold Frieza, do you think he would stand a chance against Cell? Because Frieza only found the Gold Frieza form because he started training. Cell was out there putting in work. So if they, do you think Cell still stands a chance against Gold Frieza? Now, this is the Frieza that got, like, his tail whooped by Broly for 2 hours and lived.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, Cell, because he has, you know, the genes of all these different great fighters.
Right.
I think he's going to have the sense to not let that fight drag on with Frieza. He's going to go for the kill when he gets a chance.
Right.
And that's like, doesn't mean, like, any form of Frieza is basically, like for real, unbeatable. He really is. Like you said,
why
like,
you have to keep transforming.
All the Friezas you've seen before, it's like a leisure Frieza. He's never been challenged, so he's never trained. Man. You know what I mean? Like, he's not really trying. Like, Goku went Super Saiyan to beat a Frieza who was just having fun. You'd be like, that's
oh
what
my,
I'm saying. Like,
I've
you
never
think
thought
about
it like that.
And so, like, when you calculate that into the mix, if Frieza takes a fight seriously, nobody's seeing him. I don't see anybody really seeing him. Like, you got to go, like, to, like, the gods of the Dragon Ball Z universe before you start beating Frieza.
Mm. All right.
That's just how I see it. But, like, you know, given his personality, right, he's going to drag the fight on, and Cell's going to catch him eventually, and it's that Cell's wins that.
Final answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You got one?
Roscoe.
Yeah.
Quick draw.
Pew.
So, who wins between Fast and Furious? Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Speed Racer.
Vin Diesel. Because he has the power of family.
But their family, it's not a fact.
Nah, all Speed Racer has is the monkey and the little girl and the coach. That's all he has. And some cameo episodes of Penelope Pitstop. But that's it. But, I mean, okay, so on a serious note, both cars that they use have gadgets. Dom Toretto has the power of drifting. He learned that from Lightning McQueen.
Wow.
Oh my God. When I found out that Tokyo Drift was like a prequel to some stuff, I was like, what? Anyway. But all the gadgets that Speed Racer has, oil slicks, tire extenders.
But is that going to be enough to stop
the power Toretto? Of family?
Dominic Toretto.
I mean, look, the last movie, Ludacris and Tyrese ended up in space. I've never seen Speed Racer go to space. It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I haven't watched
thing.
That movie yet. Is it even worth watching?
It's worth watching. I mean, John Cena is the villain in it. And we've seen John Cena can be a good villain. We just saw in Suicide Squad. like, honestly, John Cena was a better villain than Idris Elba, Jason Statham, and The Rock combined.
Okay.
Right. So John Cena made it worth it.
Well, where is the Captain America? I'll put on a list.
Right. I mean, wait. The movie Speed Racer that came out in like the mid 2000s.
Yeah,
Dom Toretto ain't beating that one.
I was about to say, because he took a break when his car was done and said, "What do you need?" and sat down and listened to his car. I was like, "All right, go." And like, what his tires melted by the end of that
right.
race? Who goes that fast?
Right. So, yeah, movie Speed Racer, is beating Dom Toretto. Dom Toretto is beating cartoon 70s, 80s Speed Raider. Speed Racer. I said Speed Raider. Lara Croft. Anyway, so yeah. It depends on which version Dom Toretto is racing.
Okay.
So yeah.
We'll go with a live action for both.
So live action for both? Then yeah, Speed Racer's taking it. Because that movie was ridiculous. Also, that was some high quality CGI for that movie at that point in time.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that movie was beautiful.
Level. Yeah, yeah, really good. Lighting and everything.
Right.
Because they hit the tracks with all that neon light. It reminded me of Rainbow Road on Mario
Kart. Of when I was watching Tron.
Oh yeah,
the reboot of Tron. I was like, is this Speed Racer? Yeah, that was great. I didn't expect them to go that route. Like, oh, they were on some Mega Man shit at that point, like in the virtual world, like Sword Art Online type deal. Like, it was crazy. Loved it. But Speed Racer is taking Dom Toretto in that race.
Speaking of Mega Man, apparently there's a live action low budget movie of Mega Man.
Please stop.
Oh, so stupid.
I bet it is.
But I would like to see an actual high quality Mega Man movie. I think depending on the lore, I think sometimes he's an android, sometimes he's like an actual antivirus program.
Yeah.
So I like the antivirus program concept a lot better.
Yeah.
And let him be something.
Osmosis Jones type shit.
Yeah, make a nice movie where everybody lives online. You know, Ready Player One kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Mega Man is the antivirus that's there to kind of stop everything from falling apart because all the viruses and stuff. That could be cool.
Yeah. Take it with the Osmosis. Oh, my God. Hey, any writers listening right now, you got to email us if, you know, you send this in.
This is dated, so yeah. If you use it, we'll come.
9:45 Monday, September 6th, 2021. This is coined. Thank you. Anyway, love to see that. Would love to see that. Have Michael Bay direct
and would love to see the check that follows.
please. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe.
With the co-host Chris, and remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band. Life finds a way. Da-na-na-na-na. I don't know. I was thinking about him for some reason. I don't know why. End the episode.